Markets. Let's welcome in Jill Carey Hall, U.S. equity strategist and head of U.S. small and mid-cap strategy at BofA Global Research, Bank of America Global Research. That is Jill. It's good to see you. We will not ask you about Litecoin here this morning. Rather, Brian and I have been sort of discussing the change in tone for many on Wall Street, the sort of pivot to a more cautious tone. And I'm curious for your team at Bank of America, how you've sort of been coming to that view, because you guys just cut your S&P 500 forecast.
Yeah, so we've been one of the more cautious strategy teams on the market with regard to the level of the S&P 500. We recently just revised up, upward our 2021 year-end target and launched a 2022 year-end target for the S&P. So for year-end 2021, we are still expecting the market to end the year lower than current levels. So we have a 4250 target on the S&P 500 for year-end. Obviously, earnings have come in very strongly for the first half, much better than expected, and we're still bullish on U.S. economic growth. But we think a lot of the good news has been reflected in valuations at this point, which are very stretched, particularly for a lot of the large and mega cap stocks within the market. And sentiment has been close to euphoric. Our survey of other Wall Street strategists and what they're recommending you put into equities in a balanced fund has been at levels that by our measures is pretty close to a sell signal. It's still in neutral territory, but we're getting pretty close to levels that would suggest more caution on the market. So, so far so good this earnings season also with respect to margins and inflation, but I think that's going to be a key risk in the second half as we've seen mentions of inflation and wage pressures and supply chain issues really skyrocket on earnings calls as well. So potential risk for year end and, then for 2022, we're only looking for limited upside to the market from current levels with a 4,600 target on the S&P for year-end 22.
Jill, staying on that 4,250 target, is that a target that is hit over the next 6 to 8 weeks because of a Fed meeting, because of earnings season, and all these potential negative developments that could unfold?
Well, look, I mean, as a strategist, we're asked to sort of peg where the market ends the year at year end, December 31st. But I think, over the course of the coming weeks and months, there are a number of risks. Obviously, COVID is one of them. But, interest rates, the Fed, all of this is something that we're watching closely. Well, one thing we've pointed out is that the interest rate sensitivity of the S&P 500 is extremely elevated right now. You have a lot of, long equity duration stocks, so to speak, so stocks that are sensitive to interest rates, a lot of these, big mega cap growth stocks that are a very high concentration of the market right now and more sensitive to interest rates. We're of the view that the rates are more likely to go higher rather than lower from here. And, so within the market, we would stick with areas that we think could be, better positioned, even though we're not suggesting upside to the overall S&P 500 for year end. There are still some areas within the market that we would be more positive on, inflation protected yield being one of those areas. So within the S&P stocks that have healthy and growing dividends and are better positioned as inflation rises. So with some of the more inflation oriented sectors, energy, financials has healthy dividend growth, even parts of, real estate, materials, et cetera.
And Jill, also small caps. Do they tend to be more weighted towards those areas you're talking about, or why do they tend to be more inflation resistant?
That's right. Yeah, we've been bullish on small caps relative to large caps. And, for what we were speaking about earlier, we're still positive on U.S. economic growth, and small caps are more tethered to a bullish U.S. growth outlook. They're more tethered to services spending. Their sales are more tethered to a CapEx pickup in the U.S. So we are starting to see signs of, better CapEx spending by U.S. corporates that could be furthered by an infrastructure bill, as well as, kind of the multi-year theme of reshoring of U.S. manufacturing with all of the, supply chain shifts that we've seen, COVID, U.S.-China trade tensions have obviously furthered this. And, one of the other interesting things that we found is that are valuations for the market. Obviously, they're a bit extended across the board for U.S. equities, much more so up the cap spectrum in large and mega caps. But for small caps, they're still trading at a historical discount to large caps. And while valuation doesn't always necessarily tell you much about what's going to happen to the market over the coming days or weeks or even months, it does have a very high explanatory power on returns over the next decade. So if you're a long-term investor, one interesting thing we found is that, you know, for the first time, our long-term valuation framework is suggesting that the S&P 500 large cap benchmark could actually see negative annualized returns over the next decade. But for small caps, that's not the case. So our framework is spitting out, you know, a positive mid to high single digit annualized return forecasts for small caps. So if you're a long-term investor, this might be a better area to tilt to for better annualized gains.
Jill, how large a risk is it to that small cap call that we could very easily get higher corporate taxes? That debate has resurfaced here to kick off this week. How big a risk is it to U.S.-focused companies that they may have to pay more on their already minuscule profits out to the government?
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is certainly a risk for equities across the board. So, you know, there's obviously various components to President Biden's tax plans. Higher corporate tax rate could be more impactful to some of those U.S.-focused companies, as you mentioned, within both Russell 2000 as well as even within the S&P 500. Whereas on the flip side, some of the other components of the tax plan that would be more targeting to international companies could hit some of those areas that you see within the mega caps. So higher taxes is one risk to the earnings outlook for next year. You know, the trajectory of COVID cases will obviously be another risk, since small versus large cap performance has been relatively correlated with that. But if we do start to see a better backdrop in that regard, you know, I think given the bullish themes for the outperformance of U.S. growth relative to other regions, it could be, a good multi-year backdrop for smaller stocks.
We will keep an eye on it. Jill Carey Hall, good to catch up with you of Bank of America. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.